We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A bye week for your team last week, a late bye week, which is a little different. But I think when we talked last week, you felt like it would be something that you could take advantage of and use. Just talk about what the week was like.
Yeah, I certainly needed the bye week. So I felt like we did, hit our objective within the bye week, which was, getting our legs back, getting some rest. Getting treatment, getting our guys back healthy and ready to make the push this week into our New Hampshire game. So, we did practice, and we're able to have some productive practices, get some good work on the field. But, the objective was, just getting some things together for New Hampshire, but also, getting ourselves healthy for the last week here.
Question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
Coach? I'm well.
Hey, Rob, listen. Rob, on behalf of the media, I just want to say thanks. Thank you. You do a terrific job on this. You have to do research for 15 different schools every week. You do a terrific job, and I really appreciate all you do for the CAA.
Thanks,
Larry. Coach, obviously it hasn't been the season you would hope for, probably the same for Coach Santos. How does that impact the importance of this game, as both teams would love to go out on a win to get ready for next year? And then can you give me some kind of update on who may be back from injury? Thank you.
Yeah, I talked to the team on, last week and then this week. We're fortunate to be at a school like the University of Maine where we have a rivalry game. We have a trophy game that we play for every year. And, so no matter what, at this point, records are kind of irrelevant to this game. And, we know this is going to be a competitive physical game that's going to go for fourth quarters plus. It's going to come down to the last series. So we're fortunate to be at a school that, has a rivalry game and has something to play for at the end of the year. And really that's where our focus is. And, is ending on a high note. So just really need a great week of practice because we certainly have our hands full with New Hampshire.
Anybody returning from injury?
No updates on injuries right now. I do feel like we made some progress with some guys, but no updates at this moment.
Good. Jordan, obviously you guys especially over the last half of the season have developed into one of the top passing offenses, not just in the CAA, but in FCS. And then in your most recent game against Hampton, you were able to have some success also on the ground. How important is it to continue to have that rushing success in the game this week?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, I think it brings relief to our pass game and allows us to be a little bit more balanced, just to be effective in the run game. I mean, getting Tristan back against Hampton was huge. Tavion Banks, working himself back in. He really missed the first half of the season. And then some other pieces around those two guys and John Gay. So, we do have guys that can carry the ball. And getting these guys back and healthy, has allowed us to do that and allowed us to, not just rely on the pass game, but, certainly want to make sure we put the ball in the hands of the guys who are going to make plays, the guys who are going to get productive yards on offense.
Defensively, I know you've dealt with some injuries, but just kind of give me your impressions on your defense at this point and where you think that they are as the season's gone along.
Yeah, I think, we've shown moments in games where we've gotten stops and key moments, where we really need to get the ball back to our offense. I think we've done well in sudden change situations. We've really done a nice job in the red zone. When our backs are against the wall, we really come up big. So I've been pleased with that. And, seeing our young guys come out and compete and, just stay at it, week after week. And, we got one left and it's a big one and we have a huge task against New Hampshire, in their offense and how efficient they are, but, pleased with the progress we've made. And we played a lot of young guys, some first year guys as well, it's a valuable experience that they're getting.
Let's talk about that New Hampshire offense and the challenges. Max Brosmer, obviously number one in the nation in passing, and a guy like Dylan Lauby, who does it all, number one in the nation in all-purpose yards. As a defensive guy, when you're trying to slow down weapons like that, what is the key from your perspective?
Yeah, we really want to play discipline on defense. We want to play sound. We want to make sure we are aware of certainly where Dylan is. And I mean, he's an outstanding player. I mean, what a great football player all around. I mean, tough, physical, great awareness. You know, we've even said, I mean, he's probably one of the most comfortable in their own skin football players, we've seen, where he does it all in the special teams and on offense and lining up in multiple locations. So just got to account for him, I think, on each play and knowing where he is. Max, you said, I mean, really efficient quarterback, gets the ball out fast, hard to get pressure on him because the ball is going to be out of his hand. So, for us, it's going to be just, us really just doing our job, playing, sound defense, playing together and really swarming to the ball. That's going to be a key with, keeping the ball in front.
Maybe just switching sides of that, what do you see from the New Hampshire defense that, presents challenges for your offensive attack?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, their aggressiveness in, starting up front with their D line, I think they do a great job of just controlling the line of scrimmage and making their presence felt. Obviously Josiah Silver obviously does a great job, and Toscano, I mean, just his ability to run around the field, make plays sideline to sideline. Their backers play hard. They play downhill. They're going to be aggressive. And that's what, we expect to see. And, this is a group that has played a lot of football together. And, you see that on film because they're able to rally. And I thought they played really well, down the stretch there against Monmouth.
One of the things that I think is great about this rivalry is the fact that you've played in the rivalry. Coach Santos has played in the rivalry. There's a lot of these trophy games. What makes this game so special, and what makes winning that musket so important?
Yeah, it's, I think it creates a great environment with our, our team, the proximity, how close, the two schools are, being that we're the two most northern schools in the CAA. So it has that feel to it with our alumni, on both sides of the ball, fans, families. I mean, it really ties the two states together. So it's certainly a sense of pride that comes with winning the musket, and it really represents each program, and we're fighting for that every day. So excited to get down there, excited for this game. A lot of work to do between now and then, but I know it will be a great game and a great challenge for us here at Maine.
Any favorite memories from your own playing days in this game?
As I've said before, I mean, I my record, okay, as a player or a coach are not good versus New Hampshire. I mean, this is a tough football team going against Coach Santos. Even when I was a player, we had our hands full, and they were on their long playoff runs. So a lot of great battles that came down to the end. I mean, I think it was 08, as I've said before. I mean, just the snow game up here. I think there was about 6 inches of snow on the ground, and came down again to the last play. I mean, my senior year down there, came down to the last drive, and a lot of respect for New Hampshire and everything they do. And we're gonna compete hard, and we're gonna compete right to the last play.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for your time here this morning. Thanks for your time all season long doing these calls, and look forward to what should be a great game on Saturday.
Yeah, Rob, really appreciate you all year and all the work you do. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Jordan.